Second parak of Maisa Mishneh. The previous mission was talking about situations of before the Gemar Malacha, before the produce was fully processed. Can there be a situation that the produce is nikva l'maisris and you cannot eat from it at all until you take off the maisris? The previous mission we saw that when you took off truma, there are certain circumstances that kaveh even before Gemar Malacha. Now we're talking about another thing that is kaveh, which is called mekach, by selling it. So does that apply before Gemar Malacha or not? A person says, take this coin and give me five figs in exchange. Once it was sold, you're not allowed to eat it till you take ma'aser, even though there was no Gemar Malacha. These are five individual tainim. He didn't make them into a pile or anything else. Rabbi Yehuda agrees, and he says, you can eat one at a time, and you're potter, because we're talking about tainim that did not have Gemar Malacha, and the Mekach does not establish this as something which full-fledged tevilah can't be without ma'aser. Since the Mecca was done in something that did not yet have a Gemar Malacha. So he says, if you eat two at a time, then that's a minimal type of Gemar Malacha. It's not the classic Gemar Malacha. That's enough of a Gemar Malacha so that Mecca will be koivea and you will not be able to eat it probably until you take off Trumas and Maises. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda, Maises begin as Vrodim Shoyt in Yerushalayim. There's a rose garden in Yerushalayim that had also fig trees. V'hoyu, Tainun and Kosh, Nishol Shemel, they were selling figs, three or four, per Isser, but who fish remained Shuma Maisim Oyvim? Nobody took off Shuma to Maisim because people used to buy small quantities and eat them one at a time. And since there was no Gemar Malacha over here, the Mekach was not there. This is where we pass in the Kabbalah.